Lesson 21, the 21st lesson. The Stalin Constitution guarantees Soviet citizens the right to education, including higher education. Today, hundreds of thousands of Soviet workers, peasants, intellectuals, and their sons and daughters are studying in our higher schools and universities. Year by year, our great country is growing stronger and stronger. Our industry and agriculture are demanding more and more specialists. Work is waiting for every young man and woman when school is over.
When I finish studying, I shall be an engineer.
Next year, I shall be a pilot.
In 3 years' time, I shall graduate from the university.
Driving a tractor is what I shall do.
Teaching children is what I like best.
This is what we hear from our children and young people every day. All ways to life and happiness are open to them. What do we see in capitalist countries? There we see hunger and unemployment. We see young people without a future. We see people able to work but unable to find work. The young people say,
"When I finish school, I don't know what I shall do."
John says that he will have to leave school unless his father finds work.
William said that he would have to leave the university if his parents were not able to find money to pay for his education.
My father wanted me to be a doctor, but I shall not be able to stay at school. I must go to work.
I can't find better work as I left school so soon.
My mother hoped that I would finish school, but I had to go to the factory.
About 8 million young people who have graduated from high schools are without work through no fault of their own, writes an American journalist.
We shall follow the example of our Soviet brothers and sisters, say the workers of capitalist countries.
Workers of all lands, unite!